this a good day for you? I guess I have to figure that out. It's Wednesday, the 29th of January. I'm Doug Steffen. Yes, alive and questionably well.
Better at least.
What did you say yesterday, Kenny, when I wasn't here? What did you tell people? As people are kind of used to me being here at all hours and all days, and there isn't usually a gap. I have to travel sometimes, usually when I'm not here. But I just wondered how you presented the fact that I wasn't here yesterday.
Well, we started by saying that that you were a little under the weather, but it just didn't sound right coming out of our mouths, because everybody who listens knows that even if you were a little, just a little under the weather, you would still be here.
Yes.
So we said that
I was
you
completely
had,
under the weather.
Yeah, you were completely under the weather.
Completely under the weather, yeah.
And had been, and in addition, had had no sleep, so you were going to get some rest and feel better and be back soon.
You know, there are lots of different circumstances, and this year has been very tough for people who have not been and don't have strong immune systems, and so the H1N1 has been a factor for sure with a lot of people, and it's been a usually cold winter. A lot of people are just plain sick. I'm very fortunate. I knock on wood. I have a very strong immune system, a very strong constitution, but I have a very weak tolerance for rich foods. And especially when, in this survey, anytime I have a problem, Richie will tell you, it's always because I eat something that's bad. And I had something, Meredith and I were on our way back into Boston on Tuesday night, and we weren't sure whether we were going to stay here or there, her place, and we were on Route 20, and there was a restaurant there, there's a traffic tie-up, so we just pulled in, and it looked like a nice place, and I went in, but it was a steakhouse. And you don't order rich lobster kinds of food in a steakhouse. And I should know better. The last time, I have not been this sick for 25 years. The last 24 hours were complete misery. And again, having sympathy for people who have suffered through the kinds of things that upset your stomach and then the rest of your system, and I mean the rest of your system, where stuff is coming out of every pore in your body, not to put too much of a slant on the face of it, but man. So the idea that I embrace, because I've loved lobster most of my life, but I can't eat it. Whatever it is about it, whether this was bad because it had been left over, who knows? But I know that I have not been done. The last time I got this sick was after I'd eaten lobster as well on a cruise ship in the Mediterranean. So it just is a lesson for me to just stay away from it. But, man, so complete sympathy for people who have whatever it is that's going around, whether it's just a food thing or whether it's something that's more serious. H1N1 is certainly more serious than that. And then you see the story about the passengers on that contaminated Royal Caribbean ship. 600 people sickened so far. Went to, I think they got back into, or is it today? This morning supposed to come back to New Jersey port. The 10-day cruise cut short. This really bad stomach bug, which is really what I had. The illness was so aggressive, members of the Center for Disease Control were sent to the ship to investigate and then disinfect. Health officials believe the illness may be the norovirus, that stomach bug that thrives in close quarters. It's supposed to be a dream vacation, said one passenger. This lady said it was like a hell cruise. Passengers are said to be receiving a 50% off voucher for a future trip and a $400 refund. So this is Royal Caribbean. It's usually what the problems in the past with these ships have mostly been Royal Caribbean? No, it wasn't Royal Caribbean. It was what's the name of the cruise line that seems to runs the cheap cruises?
Carnival,
that's what it is, yeah. Okay, so they have, thank you, Jennifer. And by the way, thank you, speaking of thanking you, I was thanking Kenny earlier. All the reports that I got, I didn't listen to a word of what you said yesterday. I didn't listen to a word of what anybody said over the 24-hour period. And even when I went to bed last night, my stomach was churning and crawling, and it is kind of now. And I wasn't sure whether I would get myself around to being in front of the microphone, but I really I feel that I'm very fortunate to have you and Kenny there because you did a great job yesterday. All of the reports.
We tried.
No, you did a great job. I know.
Thank you.
Remember, I have somebody listening all the time.
I know. I know.
So it's there, and it's good. So you're both loved, and you know that.
You're feeling a little better?
I am. I feel. I have blessed with a very strong constitution, so it doesn't. It takes a lot. It doesn't. A little things get in the way, and I don't let them affect how I mean, this program is certainly a passion of my life, and so if I'm not here, as Kenny pointed out, there really is something wrong either.
That's what we talked about yesterday. You never take a sick day.
Right. No. Well, I was, but yesterday I was sick. I was really sick. So, at any rate, sympathies to those who are suffering, whether it's the food stuff. There is a stomach virus going around. I don't believe that's what I had. I just think that what I had was really bad food. And so we move ahead. Today, I feel not fine, but I feel okay. I feel like I need to be here. And so I am. And so are you. And that's what's cool. How many people watched the State of the Union address last night or listened to it on the radio, Jennifer?
I did. I watched it all the way through. It was like the Super Bowl. You know, everybody settles in, and this is like the Super Bowl for political geeks.
Really? Well, because I didn't feel well, I felt comfortable in just going to sleep. And
you didn't miss too much.
No, I didn't think I was going to miss very much. What I find interesting is this new poll from ABC that shows that fully 63% of Americans have either little or no confidence in the president, that he makes bad decisions. Public seems to be evenly split on whether he is honest. 49% of Americans think he is, and 48% say he's not. 52% feel Obama does not understand the problems of people like them, which is a pretty shocking downturn for a guy that brings himself out and presents himself as being...
And he did last night, the kid of a single mother.
Right. The polls suggest that people believe Obama's not a strong leader. I don't know, whatever. It's just the same old stuff. But at any rate, whether that's what you feel after or before, it's interesting to listen this morning. I've been listening to some of the sound from not only the State of the Union speech, but some of the things being said by the four Republican responses. And then there was one fellow, if I can remember his name, Kenny, the fellow from Washington State, whose name I can't remember at the moment, who did an excellent job, if I can find the sound, but I can't find it.
Derek Kilmer.
Yeah, that's it. Who is, for me, the kind of congressman, I don't even know whether he's a Republican or a Democrat, and I don't care. Listening to him suggests that the only way for us to work through all the problems that we have, many of which are created by this lumbering, foolish, this clash of I'm right and you're wrong stuff that they're both guilty of, both parties are guilty of. A president as a leader ought to be able to get by that. He keeps talking about, you know, everybody working together, but if you don't work together with him doing it his way,
then we're not really working together.
No, right, exactly, yeah. And so you'll work together as long as you do it my way. We all know people like that in our lives. At any rate, Kenny and I were talking, and we followed. Somebody, as a matter of fact, Kenny, if you want to go back to some of the more recent comments, Twitter at Good Day Show, Facebook.com/Good Day Show, what people are saying, anything new there, the idea that the president vowed to bypass Congress. How's that setting with people?
There's only one comment about that. It's from Claudia. She says, I like that the president is going to bypass the scum in Congress and do what he can.
Mm-hmm. The scum in Congress. There you go. I find all of them to be distracting, Frank. All right, so Jennifer, conclusions from you. What did you take away? What are some of the takeaways from last night?
You know, I don't think that it made a lot of difference. I mean, I think always, I mean, gosh, he's always a good public speaker.
I don't think it was. I thought it was very sing-songy when
But it's always the same kind of thing, you know, and I think what I took away from it is that he didn't really, I mean, he set forth some stuff that he wants to do, but he did that last time, and last year, and nothing really got done. I think until he really reaches across the aisle and brings people in, I think he's going to have a hard time with his initiatives. And I think that, you know, where we fundamentally disagree is that he shouldn't be taxing gas and business like he suggested he was going to do.
Yeah. Well, he's an anti-business guy. It's, you know.
So, you know, but I think there was some nice parts. I mean, the touching part where he recognized the soldier who had lost his legs. I mean, that was very, very sad.
Well, it was sad, but more importantly, why was he there and why did he lose his legs anyway?
It was his 10th tour in Afghanistan.
Well, but I'm saying that being in Afghanistan has gotten us nothing.
No.
Except this kind of stuff.
Right. And you know, he talked about how he was the president who brought everybody home. So.
Well, he didn't bring everybody home. There's 40,000 soldiers. No. That's changed. That was one of the big hypocritical stories that came from last night. There will be 40,000 soldiers still there. How is that in the interests of America? What are they going to be doing? What under the circumstances are they going to be doing? I think that's the question that we need to be asking. Okay, anyway.
So it wasn't, you know, I think he didn't, it was kind of one of those to say to the unions where you're like, you know.
Right.
Didn't hurt him, didn't
nothing
help
special.
Him, I don't think. Yeah.
Nothing special. Like the whole presidency, nothing special. 888-302-3684. Okay, folks, let's see if we can get down to the nitty-gritty of feeling relief. I need to feel, I actually do feel some relief today. If you are a gentleman who spends a good deal of time looking for bathrooms, waking up at night, you can say goodbye to never quite feeling relieved. Join the PT9 Revolution and experience this incredible all-natural prostate health formula that's bringing relief to thousands of aging men every single day. There are people who have sent me, I have stacks of, for any of the products that I talk about. It's always nice to get input from people. Here's a gentleman who says that urgency's decreased and his flow has improved. I mean, this sort of stuff is a little personal, but you understand what is the ramification of having a healthy prostate. Things work better, and you don't have to get up in the middle of the night. So if you don't want to be getting up and you want to feed your prostate, make sure it's healthy so you have a healthy, happy, long life, because the prostate stuff can be a real pain in all kinds of ways. Here's the number to call for PT9, 800-811-3790. 800-811-3790. Try PT9 and experience relief for yourself, relief for the person you're sleeping with. Get to bed and have a good night's rest. Call now. And also, if this is a sort of back and forth, there's a two-way street here where the folks at Chamonix who produce Heart Factors Plus, they're going to give you, if you order Heart Factors Plus, they'll give you a jar of PT9. If you order PT9, they'll give you a jar of Heart Factors Plus. So you're getting two great products for the price of one by dialing 800-811-3790. 800-811-3790. Heart Factors Plus opens up the channels, opens up your, it's really very cool, actually. It opens up the veins and arteries so the blood gets through your body and feeds your heart and your muscles and your brain. So these are two great, great products, and you'll like them both. Pay for one, get the other one. 800-811-3790.
Because Jan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her savings account wants to take her to a fireworks show. But it can't. It's a savings account. It can't read where the next fireworks show is in the local paper. Switch to Geico, and every time you see extra money, you'll know your savings account wants to take you to a fireworks show. But remember, it can't. It doesn't know how to read. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This year, Guitar Center turns 50. 50! From the British invasion to Britpunk, hair metal to hip-hop, Guitar Center has been there, helping all musicians feel the greatest feeling on earth. And to celebrate, this weekend they have 50 amazing special anniversary deals for $50 or less. Like a $120 Pearl snare drum, now just $50. Or turn your iPhone into a full-blown workstation with an iRig MIDI interface for iOS devices, also just $50. Get these deals and tons more at Guitar Center this weekend only, Thursday through Sunday.
888-302-3684 on the Wednesday Good Day program. 21 after the hour.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Something about this song, it always feels good to me. The earlier years of the Jackson 5, this is from the years when I was a disc jockey. I remember there are some songs you can play over and over again, and they didn't get to you. And this is one of them, as a matter of fact. Moving fast forward to this date, 1984, Michael Jackson's hair caught on fire during the filming of a Pepsi commercial in L.A.
It all went downhill from there.
Remember that?
Yeah. That's when he got addicted to painkillers.
Yeah. Yep. So, anyway, he was hospitalized, actually, for a few days, too, as I remember. So, yeah, right, it was downhill after that. Jennifer, you were correct. Time for us now to have a laugh or two. Late night shows. I watched, we talked about this, I think, on Monday a little bit, the Jay Leno interview on 60 Minutes and what he's going to be doing. Was there any comment? Did you guys talk about that yesterday? What any more news may have surfaced about what he actually is going to do, Jay Leno?
I don't think we talked about Leno yesterday. No, I haven't heard too many rumblings.
Mm-hmm. All right, so this is next week is his last week on the Tonight Show,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he's done the six.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, so here we have Conan O'Brien and Jay Leno and David Letterman and a couple of clips and quips from Jimmy Fallon as well.
After more than 600 passengers on a Royal Caribbean cruise got sick, the ship is now scheduled to return to New Jersey early. Yeah, passengers said they can't wait to get off the boat and have diarrhea on dry land. Best place to have diarrhea.
Sure is.
Yeah. Earlier tonight, President Obama gave his State of the Union address, or as Fox News called it, lame duck dynasty, but hey. So I understand the speech earlier tonight was kind of a mixed message. The bad news is these days a lot of Americans are getting screwed. But the good news is, while you're getting screwed, Obamacare will pay for the birth control. So it balances. So it's 6-1, yeah. I know this, in his speech earlier tonight, President Obama urged Congress to raise the minimum wage. Now, don't confuse that with congressional minimum wage. See, that's doing the minimum for your wage. That's completely different.
You got to be excited. Are we? Yes, about the Olympics?
Oh, boy.
I am. Yes, very good. Now, the mayor of Sochi in Russia, where they're having the Olympics, his name is Anatoly Pakhomov, and he is saying there are no gay people in Sochi. No gay people in Sochi. And the first thing I thought was, well, I guess we can't expect too much from the opening ceremonies then. A little weak on the choreography.
Another Rob Ford story. Toronto Mayor Rob Ford. I'm so glad this guy's back.
Yeah.
He's good to the monologue. I guess yesterday Ford was late for a speech because he got stuck on an elevator for 45 minutes. Turns out the problem with the elevator was that it was actually a broom closet. So it doesn't happen. That happens to a lot of people.
You going down the lobby? Talking to a mop.
The Super Bowl is just around the corner. You guys excited about the Super Bowl? I can't wait. I'll be watching. You know, a lot of people watch the game just for the ads, you know, just for the commercials, but they're very expensive. In fact, this year's Super Bowl is charging $4 million just for a 30-second spot. So expensive. Some companies are trying to save money by having commercials that aren't quite as long. Like, check out this one for Dunkin' Donuts.
That was pretty funny. We laughed at Fallon. Yeah. That's good.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, he starts on the 17th. It'd be interesting to see the different context there. But I thought that Leno, I've said this before, but very professional.
Yeah.
In the way,
and they could have gotten another good few years out of Leno, too.
You know, also, I read some stuff about Courtney Cox and how she and Jennifer Aniston and Lisa Kudrow are really good friends. You know, it sounds trite when you think about the television show.
Yeah.
But apparently, they all are. They have stayed very good friends over the years. And that's kind of a nice thing to see, just as a comment.
I think so, too.
It's kind of sweet to see that or to know it. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri. If there are good times going on, and you're not part of them because of heartburn, get back in the game by rolling out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For acid indigestion, upset stomach, and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
This year, Guitar Center turns 50. 50! From the British invasion to Britpunk, hair metal to hip-hop, Guitar Center has been there, helping all musicians feel the greatest feeling on earth. And to celebrate, this weekend they have 50 amazing special anniversary deals for $50 or less. Like a $120 Pearl snare drum, now just 50 bucks. Or turn your iPhone into a full-blown workstation with an iRig MIDI interface for iOS devices, also just 50 bucks. Get these deals and tons more at Guitar Center this weekend only, Thursday through Sunday.
What if I told you that you could reverse diabetes and stop taking your diabetes medication? If you or someone you care about has diabetes or prediabetes, there's a special free video you need to watch. You may have heard about this. It's all over the internet. Diabetic77.com. People who have followed this plan at Diabetic77.com have not only normalized their blood sugar, but have stopped taking their diabetes meds completely with their doctor's approval. Diabetic77.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. Diabetic77.com will save you from being a slave to doctor-prescribed drugs. It's easy. Diabetic77.com gives you three specific actions to get your blood sugar under control. And the best part is the main ingredient and solution is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself at Diabetic77.com. Watch for free at Diabetic77.com. Get back the quality of your life and free yourself from diabetes medications. Go to Diabetic77.com.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Program. What's trending today? I leave that to people who are in charge of the trends, and that would be Ken Kessler and Jennifer Horn. Although I keep up with the trends, like the trend, I wanted to know what it was like to have a bad stomach flu so I could relate to the audience.
A lot of people have that stomach flu, right, so it was exactly, nice of you to take one for the team, Dougie.
Yeah, thank you.
Right, as long as you guys don't get it.
I'm taking one for the other side. I'm getting a sore throat. So the people that have the sore throat, see, this is how we do it. You take the stomach, I take the respiratory thing, and be perfect.
We will all do well.
You can relate to everybody.
You're better.
I am not going to feel guilty about feeling
okay. Right.
Well, whatever, Ken.
Speaking of feeling okay, I'm on the farm, and the weather here is decidedly different than it is where Jennifer and Kenny are on the West Coast, where I wish I was, frankly. The temperature here this morning, I think last time I checked it was 14, something like that, and it'd get up to near 30 today. It's back and forth. It's normal winter weather, whereas California has had warmer temperatures. I think what you've been averaging in the 70s.
Yeah,
in the
70s, really.
Yeah, right, okay. Mm-hmm. So the Deep South preparing for something out of the ordinary. We here in the Northeast expect to get the bad weather. Mm-hmm. You in the West expect to get the good weather.
Right.
If you're in Texas, you get, this time of year, North Texas liable to have snow, sometimes some ice. But 40 million people are going to be affected by this storm today, and it'll go all the way from Texas to the Carolinas. Winter storm could bring more snow and ice than these people have seen in a generation. I'm supposed to go, what is it, next week to Dallas, next Friday, for a thing. Last time I was in Dallas, the ice and the snow.
You got almost stuck there, didn't you?
Right, I did almost get stuck there. They just don't know how to deal with it because they haven't had snow in 14 years. Now, twice in 1 year, they've had a storm with the snow, ice, and that will really stop basically all the schools. Certainly, in and out of Dallas Airport, flights will be canceled. Forecasters said that in New Bern, North Carolina, they'd be getting 7 inches of snow. The last time they got snow that deep was 1989. Columbia, South Carolina gets 4 inches of snow. They have basically no snow. You get in these parts of the country, they have no snow plows. They don't have any sanders. They have none of that stuff. So let's see, Savannah, Georgia will get a half an inch of snow. You realize how far south Savannah, Georgia is? Mm-hmm. Look at the map.
I know, we were talking about it yesterday. You get northern Florida, you've got, you know, Savannah, and you've got all the beach cities in Atlanta, and oh my goodness.
So Chicago will experience a wind chill factor today of 29 below zero.
Hey, it was 35 below yesterday, so that's good.
Pittsburgh, about the same.
Staying consistent in Chicago.
Yep. All right, so anyway, that's, yes, it is cold, it is cold, it is cold. The weather outside is frightful. Yeah, da-da, 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 da. I think we've given enough time to the president's speech, State of the Union. Do we need to give that some more time? Or are we okay?
Maybe later.
Maybe
I'm
later.
Good.
Okay. Here's the story of a Texas teenager who is recovering after a skydiving mishap. She went down 3,500 feet, fell 3,500 feet to the ground. Mackenzie Webbington is 16 years old. She survived the fall, suffering as she had a lacerated kidney and liver. All her teeth are broken, fractures in her vertebrae, her ribs, her pelvis. Her father took her for her first skydive as a birthday present. Ooh.
Wow.
She did the jump on her own with a static line affixed to the plane. It was used to open her parachute automatically. Her chute opened, but she started spinning out of control. Her father watched her fall two-thirds of a mile before she crashed into the ground.
What do you do as that guy?
What are you
put
thinking?
Yourself in his shoes,
oh,
and you're watching this. Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Horrible.
How about that? Oof. And you talk about what you...
Plus, it was your idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
A birthday gift.
Yeah. Right. Happy birthday, baby. Happy, what's that? Happy, happy birthday. That's a romantic song. All right. So anyway, the essence, excuse me, of these kinds of stories. I remember once I was tempted to go because somebody asked me to go and do a sky jump.
I've never heard you say thank you, God, that the weather was bad so loudly in my life.
I had no real interest in doing it, and why I decided I was going to do it is beyond me, but it was about 4 or 5 years ago now. And, yes, I was happy that the skies were cloudy and that we would not have partaken in that jump. The gun story. There are a lot of people who are paying attention. One of the things that Mr. Obama did not say last night, he did not talk about gun control, which in my mind is, or the gun issue, mm-hmm. is one of the biggest. I'm sort of rolling around things in my mind, if you don't mind. Things that might have been addressed last night that were not. Things that are real public policy problems. Isn't the situation with violence in our country, isn't that one of the number one problems? Or is it,
seems
I mean,
like
can only have
something
one
new happening
one
every day.
Right. So, ought that to have been discussed?
He did mention
he
it. It just
it.
Wasn't. Yeah, it just
what did
wasn't
he say?
Very long.
I didn't hear. Jennifer and I were just talking about what I choose to pay attention to and what I don't choose to pay attention to. I said I wasn't going to watch the Super Bowl because I have no interest in the Super Bowl. I have no interest in football. I think that it is, everybody knows how I feel about football and helmets and all that other stuff. So why would you suggest to me, Jennifer's going to Las Vegas to watch the game, which in my mind, everybody's different, is a complete and utter waste of time. Go to Las Vegas to have a good time, maybe, if that's your idea
of
a good time.
And it's kind of my pre-birthday weekend, but it's Super Bowl weekend too, which will be fun.
Well, but what is there about, honestly, what am I going to get off on a tangent? Maybe I
should
just
stop.
Sure, go
ahead.
Well, but I just find it, what in the world is there about this that people find so fascinating?
Well,
Explain to me.
I enjoy sports.
Oh, yeah, fine. Okay.
So it's kind of fun to sit and watch the big game with everybody.
Why is it fun to watch men beat each other up?
There's an energy in the crowd.
Okay. So what is there about the crowd?
I do. There's an excitement.
But no, that's an exaggeration.
What?
Liking sports is one thing. I like baseball.
Okay.
People don't get beaten up and hurt in baseball. They play a game, and they find out who's the better team and who's
the
better player.
I like baseball, too, but it's not necessarily as exciting because it's not as fast-moving.
Well, what's exciting about football?
It's fast-moving.
Fast-moving in what way?
It's a faster style of play than baseball.
But what happens as a result of it?
people get hurt. Of course, I'm
like
with
that?
You. I think that there should be better regulations on helmets. I think kids should be taught how to tackle and how to take a tackle. I think there's a lot of that kind of stuff. But I also think I enjoy the sport. I also enjoy the camaraderie of being with a group of people and watching some big sporting event. It's like going to a baseball game rather than watching one at home on TV. Do you have the same amount of fun watching your baseball games on TV, Doug? Do you ever watch baseball on TV?
No, I don't watch baseball on TV.
Right.
Once
because
in a while,
why?
I go to a game.
Because you have fun when you're actually there.
No,
you're
because
doing the experience.
If I hear the results of the game, maybe a little sound from the game, that's fine. I don't really, everybody's different. I just don't enjoy sitting around watching much of anything, frankly, because it's just, once in a while, if you watch a good movie or maybe a good television show, that kind of stuff, I can get into it. But to watch a baseball game or a football game on television seems the height of time wasting to me. But that's just me. I have no problem with people. I'm not criticizing people who like to do it. I'm just trying to figure out why it is that you are one of the people I love most in life, and why it is that you think that spending time watching these people hurt each other is enjoyable.
Well, here's the deal. I also think it can make you, I mean, I like it from the pop culture standpoint where you watch the commercials, you watch the opening, the opening show, the halftime show, you watch all of that as well. And it's something that people are talking about forever. I mean, most people, I mean, you're in the minority here. Most people watch the Super Bowl.
I just looked at the stat. 1 out of 2 people in the country will be watching the Super Bowl. That's basically the
prediction.
That's a lot. Yeah, it is. It's big. Oh, yeah.
It's
big.
A lot. Big. It's a lot of people to have some
kind of. Why can't I be the other two? Why can't I be?
You can be A,
and I'll be B.
It's perfect. I'm not arguing with you that you need to watch it. I'm just saying you're asking me the reasons why
I do. Right.
And it's a shared experience.
Kenny, will you watch the game?
Probably.
Yeah.
I'm not as excited about it as Jennifer is. I do enjoy a lot of, for want of another word, the pageantry of it. The performers in pregame, the halftime show, a lot of the.
Are you a Bruno Mars fan?
Not really.
The commercials will be fine.
Yeah,
I don't have anything against Bruno Mars, but it's not really my thing. I do like the Red Hot Chili Peppers though, so I'll be interested to see that part of the show.
Right.
But the football
Broncos
game itself
are like a team for me. So it's like when you have the kind of a horse in the race, it's fun to watch.
Why do you like Denver?
I have family there.
Huh.
My mom went to college there.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. I drove through there
my
once.
Mommy lived there for a long time.
Okay.
My cousin and my aunt are still there. My grandfather's there.
Our video of the day today at DougStephan.com is from the folks at ESPN who want to make sure that you're ready for the Super Bowl. So they have condensed the entire season into 160 seconds. So this is less than 3 minutes. We have audio. We'll listen to some of it till I get tired of listening to it, and then probably I'll interrupt it. But in the main, let's listen to Kenny. You found this entertaining. That's why you posted it as our video of the day, right?
I thought it was clever.
Clever. All right. So here's the video from here's the audio from our video of the day.
We want to get you ready for the Super Bowl as quick as possible. So here is everything you need to know about the NFL season that was. Peyton Manning started everything off with a record 7 touchdown passes and never really stopped. Adrian Peterson's first carry went 78 yards for a score. He might be a cyborg. RG3 was all in for week 1, but Chip Kelly unleashed his offense and spoiled the return. Andy Reid led KC to a hot start. He got a Gatorade bath when he went back to Philly. The Browns traded Trent Richardson to the Colts. Twitter went crazy. Richardson never did. Geno Smith took over for Mark Sanchez. He didn't butt fumble, although he kind of tried. Broncos and Cowboys had an epic shootout, but Tony Romo threw a pick. Parents dressed their baby up as Andy Reid. It was awesome. Peyton went back to Indy, lost to Andrew Luck. Eli Manning didn't go anywhere, but he did redefine Manning face. Some Jag fans wanted Tebow, but they had to settle for Andre Ellington's hair. Tom Brady had crazy comebacks against the Saints, Broncos, and Browns. Still didn't get that high five down. Jimmy Graham broke a goalpost. He likes dunking. Jacoby Jones was sprinting to the end zone. Mike Tomlin 2 steps into his way. Kind of, maybe, sort of. The internet had fun with that. Nick Foles looks like Napoleon Dynamite, but he looked more like Peyton Manning when he threw 7 touchdown passes. Aaron Rodgers got hurt, but his mustache always remains intact. Mike Ditka got his number retired. He was excited about it. Then he took a nap. Nosha Moreno cried like we've never seen anybody cry before, ever. Seattle made a lot of noise and crushed almost everyone at home, probably because everyone's scared of Seattle. Adam Schefter tried to catch a football. He celebrated with the dance. Cowboys had a huge lead over the Packers, but Tony Romo threw a pick. Then another one. RG3 got benched. Everyone had an opinion. Many played football in the snow, and it looked really cool, especially when Megatron did it. Jamal Charles went off for 5 scores against Oakland. One in front of an ironic sign. Tony Gonzalez said goodbye. We miss him already. The Dolphins and Ravens blew it in Week 17, and San Diego crawled into the postseason. Aaron Rodgers and Randall Cobb returned in fantastic fashion. Bears were sad. Cowboys and Eagles played for all the marbles, but Kyle Orton threw a pick.
Let the playoffs begin.
The Bengals' great season ended prematurely because a guy wore a bolo tie. Greasy dominated the Colts for a little bit, but the game is played for more than a little bit. Just ask Andrew Luck. Luck and his beard had to watch from the sidelines as LeGarrette Blunt ran wild. Superman was solid, but then he got Kaepernick and Superman. It was Broncos versus Patriots for the AFC. I mean, Brady versus Manning. That's all anyone talked about. Brady never got that high five, but he did get a handshake from Peyton. Hey, did you know it's loud in Seattle? Niners Seahawks for the NFC. Kaepernick and Wilson exchanged unreal plays, and Richard Sherman broke up the big play, and then he broke the internet. The league's number one D meets the league's number one offense. See you in Jersey.
All right. So the fact that the two teams facing off at Super Bowl, what is it? What's the number of the Super Bowl? 38? 48. Broncos and Seahawks, they're playing in Washington. No, they're playing, well, they're not. Where
Jersey.
Are they? They're playing in Jersey, right?
Yeah, New York is all
MetLife Stadium. Okay. So apparently there are a lot of pro-marijuana billboards that have been erected. Kenny, what's that story around the MetLife Stadium?
It's just the first time there are a lot of billboards supporting that you'll see on the Super Bowl. Well, depending on
because they're calling
they
this like the Weed Bowl because it's Washington State against Colorado. Both have legal marijuana law.
Right. The group has done this highlighting hypocrisy of the NFL marijuana policy. He also has a petition asking the NFL to stop punishing NFL players for using marijuana. What's the team policy on marijuana?
I would ask Michael that. I would imagine that you're not allowed to use it at all, and if they find you, you probably get suspended. But, Michael, do you know?
Yeah, it's a banned substance.
A banned substance. What does it do to heighten? I would think if you're using marijuana, you'd slow down. You wouldn't be as good a player using marijuana,
right? That's why they probably don't look favorably on it, because it would slow you down, make you a little lethargic.
Hmm. Anyway, the story about the pro-marijuana billboards all around MetLife Stadium is one of the things that we've highlighted today. What's new at DougStefan.com.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Yeah, Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer comes off the map. It was Boston.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
If you've got pain, you need the patch.
The Icy Hot Patch. Powerful, targeted, fast-acting pain relief that stays put without the mess. Icy to dull the pain, hot to relax it away. In a variety of sizes. From back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. So you're covered whenever and wherever you hurt. Stop pain right at the source with Icy Hot Patches.
Pain's no match for the Icy Hot Patch.
For temporary topical pain relief, use only as directed.
If you're living with chronic dental health problems, there's not much to smile about. The surgeries, stress, the bills, all the frustration. But what if one day could erase your pain and suffering for good? What if one day could truly change your life? At Clear Choice, we not only perfected the art and science of dental implants, we brought it all together by putting a team of specialists and precise technology in a facility near you, so you can get a smile with natural, full-functioning teeth that feel great and look even better, all in one day. Whether you have dentures, bridges, or partials, dental implants can be the permanent solution you've been searching for. And no one creates a beautiful smile better than Clear Choice. Call 1-800-601-6665 today for your free consultation. We'll walk you through the entire procedure, including the one fixed cost. And in just one day, you'll be on your way. Call Clear Choice today at 1-800-601-6665. Qualified patients can have their procedure in one day after initial workup. Results may vary in individual cases.
It's football season at Buffalo Wild Wings, and there's no other place that packs in the action like we do. When there's a timeout during a game, you're watching another game. And when you're not watching that game, you're watching another game. With over 50 big screens, your eyes won't miss any of the action, and neither will your taste buds. You'll enjoy hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, ultimate nachos, burgers, and over 20 beers on draft. Maybe action-packed is a bit of an understatement.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
One of the other videos you might want to check out is My Darling Charlotte. Yesterday, I know you featured her, Kenny, as the video of the day, so Charlotte's up there breathing heavily.
Just like her daddy.
Yeah.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Reacting to the State of the Union while millions deal with the state of the weather. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Let's start with the latest winter storm, one that did not confine itself to northern locations. The Deep South in recovery mode today, following a rare and vicious snow and ice storm reaching places that don't normally deal with this. Forecaster Rob Carolyn says yesterday's system created nightmarish conditions on the roads.
We had commutes as long as 12 hours yesterday over portions of the southeast. We saw more or less a mixture of precipitation through last night across the Gulf Coast states.
Hundreds of children were forced to spend the night at schools in and around Atlanta. In Alabama, authorities have had to dispatch buses to pick up stranded drivers on snowy roadways. In many cases, they've been stuck there for about a half a day now. As for the State of the Union address, much of the president's speech last night focused on domestic issues, jobless benefits among them.
This Congress needs to restore the unemployment insurance you just let expire for 1.6 million people.
The president also spoke of equal pay for women in the workforce, saying some of the policies in place today belong to a bygone age.
It is time to do away with workplace policies that belong in a Mad Men episode.
And in case you were wondering about the number of times the address was interrupted by applause. This is a number that is tallied. The number was 80. The longest and loudest ovation last night came toward the end when the president recognized wounded Army Ranger Corey Remsburg sitting in the balcony. And the conclusion of the State of the Union may have sounded somewhat familiar.
America has never come easy. Our freedom, our democracy has never been easy.
You know, that sounds like this.
America isn't easy. America is advanced citizenship. You've got to want it bad.
Thank you, President Andrew Shepard, played by Michael Douglas in the movie The American President. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Hot plates, cool stories.
Share both this winter at P.F. Chang's. Gather your friends and try one of the six dishes on our new winter seasonal menu, like the savory red wine and pepper braised beef, or the chili shrimp bao, our new Asian-inspired sliders. And for a limited time, visit pfchangs.com and get an offer for $10 off a $40 purchase. See you soon.
Okay, you ready? I'm gonna let go of the bike now.
Wait, not yet, Dad.
Just keep pedaling. You got it.
Don't go.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
I already did. You're doing it.
Woohoo! I'm doing it.
But once we take action, we're awfully glad we did. Markets are changing, and interest rates are still low. If you're thinking about getting into the real estate market, now may be the time to make your move. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
On Wall Street, stocks closed in positive territory after a five-day losing streak. The Dow up 91 points yesterday to 15,929. S&P up 11 points. NASDAQ with a 14-point gain. Our Royal Caribbean cruise ship is heading home today, returning 2 days early to its home port in New Jersey because of nearly 600 sick passengers. Medical personnel say the symptoms are consistent with norovirus. Company officials say all passengers will get half off a future cruise and a few hundred dollars compensation for the shortened trip. Closing notes. Let's start in New Jersey at the Prudential Center in Newark. The sound of thousands on hand for Super Bowl Media Day yesterday. Players, coaches, media people, and fans willing to pay $28.50 a pop to enjoy questions, answers, and plenty of microphones and cameras. Among the players answering questions, the much-talked-about Richard Sherman of the Seahawks still being asked about his post-game outburst following the NFC title game. Some of the questions had nothing to do with football. Someone asked Sherman to name his biggest pet peeve about New York City.
Well, I haven't got a chance to ride the subway yet, so that's my one pet peeve with New York. Come on, man. Let me get to the subway.
As a New Yorker myself, Richard, let me tell you, you're not missing much. Now, as it so happens, there was another Richard Sherman making a public appearance on the West Coast yesterday. Richard Sherman, the composer, who took part in the 100th birthday celebration of the city of Beverly Hills yesterday. Sherman and his late brother wrote many Disney songs, including all of the music for Mary Poppins, and Sherman conducted a medley of those songs last night. You know, I would pay good money for the two Richard Shermans to get together and do a Disney song. It might sound like this.
Oh, that's the result you're gonna get. Even though the don't you ever talk about me. Well, I'm the best corner in the game.
Sounds good to me. I like it. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
If you've got a pre-owned GM vehicle, you test drove it, right? And if your car is OnStar, why not test drive it too? Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. You'll get help in a crash, turn-by-turn directions, roadside assistance, and monthly diagnostic checks, all at no cost or obligation. Offer good on 2006 or newer digitally equipped pre-owned and non-active GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.